Marco,
Evening.
hello.
Hello.
Yep, I don't think
Did
he's on yet.
No, ma'am, he's not on.
Okay.
Did you get rested up?
I never got tired. I think we should do it again.
Okay. When do you want to schedule it?
I didn't even get backache. And we were on our feet the whole day, so
I know.
We'll have to do that. Well,
I love it.
We'll have a baking session and just try to bake a lot of little different things, you know, for the next workshop, if you want to do that, you know.
Yeah,
so.
That'd be. I called about this King Arthur. I called about King Arthur flour, the white whole wheat.
Mm-hmm.
They're out of Vermont, and they're saying that they don't have any in stock right now because production is slow because they have
mm-hmm.
to share a milling facility. But she said that Target over in Texas, the Target stores normally carry it. But now, I'm not sure if they have it because they're a little behind on production. And she said Whole Foods as well, and Kroger's possibly. So,
I have a whole 5 pound of just the regular whole wheat. So if you want to, you know, try that because, you know,
mm-hmm.
but I'll talk to you later because it's being recorded and with other people taking the class. We'll talk after.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot.
I have somewhere
Thanks.
To be at Tony's doctor's calling at 2. And then right after that, I have an appointment. So I'll call you later and we'll
okay.
talk about
All
it.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Okay. We'll be starting momentarily. Please join me in saying the Anabakoah. Anabakoah. Gedula Chimincha. Gimel Yutat Tadi Tabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu No Ra Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Evavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalid Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamrem Petet Reish Tzadi Taf Gimel Tasim Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Ket Kufet Ket Nunayan Yahir Gee Lamcha Pene Zopre Kidushata Yud Gimelamet He Zion Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufal Tzadiyuta. In the 8th verse of the Anabakoah, we say in a whisper. Our class today is a Sefer Yetzirah. You'll find the handout in on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 10, the second column from the left. That opens up a landing page for the Sefer Yetzirah classes. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to class 4B, Sefer Yetzirah Mishnah 2. And we will start with the Lashem Yehud, followed by the Mishnah 2. Lashem Yehud, Kuchabari, Hu, Ishku, David, Kilu, Urkimu, Utkilu, Utkilu, Urkimu. Leachta, Lashem, Yudhe, Bavavhe, the Yehuda, Shalim, Bashem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayehinu amadunai Elohinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kanenei aleinu maasei yadeinu kanenehu. This is Mishnah 2 in the Ramah version, which is the version that we are using. In most versions, it is Mishnah 3. I give you this information to help you find the Mishnah in the book that you are using. The usual Mishnah 2 is an informational Mishnah about the letters. It is duplicating information that comes later, and it confuses people about chapter 1, which is the present chapter, which deals with the Sefirot. Eser Sefirot Lima, the Mispar. Eser etzbaot chamesh, keneged chamesh, with brit, yehud, mikavanot, ba'emetza, ba'milot, lashon, with ba'milot, ameor. One translation, the 10 sefirot of nothingness. In the number of 10 fingers, 5 opposite 5, with a singular covenant precisely in the middle, in the circumcision of the tongue, and in the circumcision of the membrane. A more literal translation that I did, 10 sefirot without what, with, and from a story. 10 fingers, 10 toes, 5 opposite 5, and a brit to set aside with the kavanot, in the middle with the circumcision of the speech of the tongue, and with the circumcision of the skin. There are 17 words in this Mishnah. There are 76 letters. The number 17 is the gematria of the Hebrew word tov, which usually translates as good. 76 is ayin vav. In reverse orders of these letters, vav ayin, it translates as and ayin. Kabbalistically, this relates to and vision or see. Another possibility, which is not written, is in the forward way, ayin vav, if the translation could see, could be I or see, vav, see zeron pin, see the connection. After this class, your homework is to meditate using the prophetic position, if you are able to, and I will be describing it shortly, on the question implied in the above paragraph. Before we delve into the Mishnah, let us discuss the body from the standpoint of Kabbalah. Many find this information difficult to absorb, so take your time and contemplate it. It is simple, yet it is an affront to the Western mind. Where does the sexual desire derive? Why do you have 10 fingers? Why do you have 10 toes? Does the tongue get circumcised? What if I am not circumcised? Or what if I am a woman who does not get circumcised? What if I am out of shape? Or a few pounds overweight? Or many pounds overweight? How many body parts are described in the Mishnah? Why? Is there a relationship between these body parts described in this Mishnah and the Hebrew letters? If so, which letter goes with which part? This is a homework assignment using your meditation tools. Sex and the Sefer Yetzirah. With respect to the consciousness of mind over matter, people fall into three categories. There are people who are married. There are people who do not have partners right now. There are people who have partners who are not married. A general discussion of sexuality in Kabbalah. Love and relationships, including marriage, are highly regarded in Kabbalah. It is highly recommended, and it is very important to bring children and create continuity in your life. In fact, some people have a tikkun related to bringing children. It is necessary to bring at least two children, one boy and one girl, in each lifetime. This is a complicated subject with respect to reincarnation, and this is not the class to go into it. We cover this subject in our advanced reincarnation classes Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. West Coast time. To bring children, it is necessary to have an orgasm from the male. It is also a strong recommendation that the male delay his orgasm until the female has reached her pleasure peak. This is extremely important. When doing the meditations and techniques that are taught in the Sefer Yetzirah, there is a strong energy flow into the source of sexual desires. This source is in the mind, not the sex organ, as many people think. The reason for this strong energy flow to the source of sexual desire is due to the utilization of the Sefirah of Yesod, which is the source of creative energy. Sexual energy is creative energy. The techniques of the Sefer Yetzirah is using creative energy. Getting closer to Hashem uses creative energy. Learning to channel this energy away from the physical orgasm is very important. These techniques are not taught in this modern world. They are best taught to the pubescent child of 12, for a girl, and 13 for a boy. Since our students are older than this, the techniques will be less effective. I'm not going into these techniques in this class except to make you aware that it is important to learn to channel the sexual energy away from the physical orgasm. This means that both sexes need to learn to transform the moment of orgasm into something else. Please realize that this separation between your orgasm and your astral travels are necessary. when you are married, this will no longer be true, since there is an appropriate and holy way to maintain the balance that is necessary for proper kosher astral travel. Until that time, it is necessary to keep standing on your toes. It is wonderful and beneficial to do sexual play with partners as long as an actual orgasm does not manifest on the person who plans to utilize the techniques of the Sefer Yetzirah within a 2-month period. Please remember, male and female is truly a wonderful creation of Hashem. The pleasure of an orgasm is only 1/60th of the pleasure of Olam Haba, the world that is coming. One of the purposes of the male-female split, of the male-female creation, is to taste the pleasure of Olam Haba. This is a warning. Using the techniques of the Sefer Yetzirah when there is no partner in your life can cause you to go out of balance. The typical method for going out of balance is sexual promiscuity, including masturbation. Please be careful and watch yourself carefully. We live in a society that solicits medical advice, which says that it is healthy to masturbate. This is not true according to Torah. Human beings are one of the few animals who do not have a cycle that allows for pregnancy to happen at set cycles of the female. Our female cycles 12 times a year normally. Her reception capability is potentially daily. Be aware and use your free choice. There is a very important reason why the Gemara of the Talmud teaches the Talmud Chacham is to limit his marital intimacy to twice a month. That is the 2 Shabbatot each month that his wife is not a Nida. We will discuss this briefly below. We're now going to focus back on the Mishnah itself. Fingers and toes. We have 10 fingers and 10 toes normally. This is related to the 10 Sefirot. There are 10 Sefirot above and 10 Sefirot below. This also applies to the 2 other body parts mentioned in this Mishnah. The 2 parts are the sex organ and the tongue. There is a part above and a part below. The Mishnah says that there are 5 opposite 5. There are many writings and commentaries on this subject by the Kabbalists. Some say one thing, some say another. Below are 3 different writings that connect each finger to a specific Sefirah. My teacher said he tried all 3 and found only 1 to be useful for him, and I will identify it below, which also implies that the 2 different trees in the garden are the 2 different systems, the holy and the negative system. One possible meaning of 5 opposite 5 is written by my teacher from his study. The 5 are 1, will, 2, intuition or psychic abilities, 3, mind or intellect, 4, emotions or heart, 5, form in which they all congeal, which is our world, or the world, the word and the world of manifestation. In that structure of 5 that I just read to you, 5 opposite 5 is representing there's a holy system, and for lack of a better term, the negative system. Each have these same five aspects. I'm continuing to read. The five parts of theme, which is the language of the Arizal, the five faces. Partsuf is the Hebrew word for face. Actually, it's an Aramaic word for face. And it's in the plural, indicating faces. These terms, these partsufim, one is Arichantin, the large face. Two is Abba, father. Three is Ima, mother. Four, Zeranpin, the small face, or the son. The fifth, Noch, Malchut, the daughter, or the Nukva. A partsuf theme is a structure of 10 sephirot. That structure is always Keter Hachma Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut. Zeranpin always consists of 6 sephirot. Chesed Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. There are 10 sefers. No. There are 10 sephirot. It was discussed in the first Mishnah. There's not 9 and there's not 11. So if there is no Keter, because we're considering Keter to be light, not vessel, we're considering to be the Keter outside of the frame of reference of the 10, then Dat is the balance point between Chachma and Bina. And it becomes a Sephirah in that context. The letters also have 5 parts. Number 1 is the ta'amim, the trope, which is Aramaic for taste. They're the marks of song or chanting. They also mark the syllable emphasis on a word. As a general rule, in Hebrew, the second syllable is emphasized, Kabbalah, whereas in English, the first syllable is generally emphasized, Kabbalah. I hope you're hearing the difference. And if not, when the class is finished, as part of your questions, you can ask me to explain that, perhaps using other words. The second part is called the tagim. These are the crowns that are on the letters. Some of the letters have 1 crown. Some of them have 3 crowns. Some of them have no crowns. How come there's not 2 crowns? How come there's not 4 crowns? These are questions designed for your meditations. The third aspect of the letters are the dots, nikudot, the vowels. Vowels can be above the letter. They can be to the left of the letter. They can be below the letter. But they are never to the right of the letter. Why? The fourth are the sounds of the letters. And the fifth is the form or shape of the letter when you write it. But there's also a form for when you speak a letter. Again, this is a subject for meditative contemplation. In the four phases, which I hope all of you have at least read the class handouts, in the four phases, there are five parts. There is the complete fulfillment. There is phase one, phase two, phase three, and phase four. All of these things that I've just mentioned are metaphors for the same thing. And this thing can only be experienced and then not described in words. Perhaps a picture can be drawn in multiple dimensions. Perhaps. Let us summarize for your contemplation. Everything has a form. Everything has a heart. Everything has a mind. The mind has a conscious part. The mind has an unconscious part. Everything starts with a source or a spark that includes all of the other aspects. This is an unwritten commentary. But consider the seed of a tree. If you cut the seed open without planting it in the ground, you should find in the tree, in the seed, a root, a trunk, branches, leaves, flowers, and fruits. Count the things that I said. A root, a trunk, branches, leaves, flowers, and fruit. Within the fruit, there are another seed for the next generation of the tree. Now, I'm saying to you, there are five parts. We've been talking about five parts, five opposite five, five fingers on your right hand, five fingers on your left hand, five fingers, five toes on your right foot, five toes on your left foot. Why are there six things? Why are there six sephirot in Zerantin? These are all hints to assist you in your meditations. After your contemplation, apply these phases, this aspect to the tree. When you plant the seed, as soon as the root comes out of the seed, the seed begins to disappear. As soon as the root is complete, the seed has disappeared. There's no disappearance in spirituality. So why does the seed disappear? Another item to contemplate. Every aspect of creation has these four phases, these five parts, one that disappears. In Arya Kaplan's translation of the Sefer Yetzirah, he gave the following connection for the five opposite five. The right thumb is the Keter, which is opposite the left thumb, which is Bina. The right first finger is Hakba, which is opposite the left first finger, which is Givurah. The right middle finger is Hesed, opposite the left middle finger, which is Hod. The right fourth finger is Tiferet, opposite the left fourth finger, Yesod. The right little finger, Netzach, opposite the left little finger, Malchut. Have you ever wondered why in a Jewish marriage ceremony the ring is placed by the groom on the first finger of the right hand of the bride? After the marriage ceremony, she changes it to her fourth finger. Does any of that make sense to you from what I just discussed from Rabbi Kaplan's explanation of five opposite five? Here is a totally different system that comes from the writings of the Ari. And my teacher has indicated that his experience, this is not correct and does not work for him. The Ramak version, and the Ramak is Rabbi Moses Cordovero. There's a story to give you some understanding of these relationships. There's a story that the Ramak, who lived in Sfat, at the same time that the Ari moved from Egypt to come to Sfat, and according to the Ari, he came to teach Rabbi Chaim Vital. And the Ari indicated that Rabbi Chaim Vital was the Messiah, the Mashiach of his generation. And so the Ari taught a totally different system of Kabbalah to Rabbi Chaim Vital. And our writings of the Kabbalah system comes from Rabbi Chaim Vital, of his understanding of what the Ari taught him. The Ramak is said that he was the last of his learned aspect of his system of Kabbalah. He teaches a different system of Kabbalah than the Ari. And he said when he passed away, there would be a funeral. And there would be one person attending his funeral who would be able to see the fire that no one else can see, was as part of his funeral procession. That one person was the Ari. According to the Ramak version, the right thumb is Keter, opposite the left thumb, which is Tiferet. The right first finger is Hakma, opposite the left first finger, which is Netzach. The right middle finger, which is Bina, opposite the left middle finger, which is Hod. The right fourth finger is Chesed, opposite the left fourth finger, which is Yesod. The right little finger, Yivorah, opposite the left little finger, Malchut. And the Ramak version is the order that my teacher uses. And it's also why he teaches from the writings of the Ramak, as I mentioned at the beginning of this class. Rabbi Yitzhak of Akko has a third order. The right thumb is Netzach, opposite the left thumb, which is Malchut. The right first finger is Yesod, opposite the left first finger, which is Hod. The right middle finger is Tiferet, opposite the left middle finger, which is Giburah. The right fourth finger, Chesed, opposite left fourth finger, Binah. The right left finger, Hakma, opposite the left little finger, Keter. It is highly recommended for you to experiment for yourself to see which of these relationships are correct for you. Every soul has a place in Adam and Chava. Depending on that place, which of these three correspondences work for you is dependent on whether you're coming from the right part, the left part, or the central part of this location within Adam and Chava. We have not spoken of, I asked the question, there were 10 fingers and 10 toes, total of 20. The Brit of the tongue and the Brit of the male organ. Total of 22 body parts, corresponding to the 22 Hebrew letters. In the various prophecies, it is spoken of a Brit of the heart. The Brit of the heart will be a 23rd letter. This is the source, or one of the sources, for that traditional teaching that after Mashiach, he will reveal a 23rd letter because he will have been exchanging the heart of stone for the heart of flesh. Continuing to read. Blima. This starts the number of the first few Mishnas in the Sefer Yetzirah. Bli translates as without. It has a modern Hebrew connotation of wear and tear. Please note that it can permute to be my heart. Also note that the gematria of the word is 42. The normative gematria is 24. Ever why there are 24 hours in a day? Ma is spelled Mem-He, and it translates as what? Ma, according to the Zohar, is a level of consciousness related to Malchut. It has a gematria of 45 with a normative gematria of 18. You should all know that the gematria of 45 is the same as Adam. Man and women in Zivug, in unity. And you should also know that 18 relates to life. Rhema translates as without what. This is usually translated as nothingness. Yet that is not completely correct and leads to misunderstandings. A better, in my opinion, translation is without malchut, without manifestation. And this hints at the idea that the Sefer Yetzirah is teaching about the spiritual world. This will become quite meaningful when we speak about creating a golem, since a golem needs a body and a soul, two different creations. This is hinting that the laws of creation described in the Sefer Yetzirah does not deal with malchut, except as the spiritual is the cause of the physical. Another possible meaning of the word blima is without form or without body. And this meaning is saying that the 10 sephirot are essences and not something that can normally be sensed by us. The sephirot are levels of consciousness, whatever consciousness means. Is an atom conscious? And I'm spelling it A-T-O-M. How about an electron? Does it have a consciousness? Does the sun have consciousness? The earth? An ocean? The Suez Canal? If you are not sure, meditate and ask that thing. The way that works is, as before you meditate, invite the thing you want to interview into your meditation. And then when you go into your meditation, it becomes an interview of that thing. You ask questions, and that thing, that essence of what you, who, whatever you've invited into your meditation, will answer you. Where do these answers come from is something you really do need to contemplate. Please note that the Suez Canal is man-made. How does its consciousness differ from a river or a rock? The Kabbalist known as the Ramban, Nachmanides, commented on the Sefer Yetzirah with respect to this particular phrase of Lima. He said, realize that the letters are needed to make you aware of the Sephirot. You are obligated and required to silence your mouth from speaking and silence your heart from contemplating. The Sephirot are the inner essence of the letters. The Sephirot are not written in the Torah like the letters. There are 22 foundations. Remember, foundation is the meaning of Yesod, which is the world of Yetzirah. There are 22 foundation letters. There are three mothers, seven doubles, and 12 elementals. This is that Mishnah that isn't in the Ramak's version. This is that Mishnah that was included in our first Mishnah, even though in the Ramak that it's not there. This information about three mothers, seven doubles, and 12 elementals. The three mothers are the creators of the columns. The right column, the left column, and the center column. The three letters are the Aleph, the Shin, and the Mem. The seven doubles indicate the letters that have two sounds. And the 12 elementals are the letters that only have one sound. The missing second Mishnah that I spoke of above, in most versions, it says there are 22 foundation letters. There are three mothers, seven doubles, and 12 elementals. The Ramak says it is out of place, and we will deal with it later in later chapters. The Ramban says it is important to realize that without silence, there can be no true contemplation, understanding, or grokking of the Sefirot. The word grokking comes from a science fiction novel by Robert Heinlein. Its title is Stranger. It has the word stranger in it. I forget the full title. It'll come to me, I hope. But the word grokking is expressed in that novel as a word coming from the Martians, that grokking is a complete gestalt of you, the subject, to understand. One of the tools to understand the Sefirot is to meditate by inviting each Sefirah into your meditation and interviewing it. What is its essence? What does it do, etc.? Learning to grok is very much a Kabbalistic concept, even though we don't have a word from the Hebrew describing it. One aspect of what he is saying is that the Sefirot must be related to on the five letters, and then they need to be unifying with the five levels. In the opinion of my teacher, there is no better explanation for the words blima than silence your mouth from speaking than your heart from contemplating the Sefirot. This is the path to grokking the Sefirot. Remember the lesson I always gave to my fifth grade and younger students. If your mouth is open, your ears are closed. The meaning of this teaching is that human beings cannot do two things at once unless they're female and have learned to multitask. But even they cannot do multitasking at the level of an open mouth with open ears. It's not possible. When they try to do something, it gets lost. With the idea of experiencing the Creator, nothing can be lost, or it will lead to corruption. It's important to realize, whenever one does Tzirufin, letter combinations and unifications, one must reach a point where we stop the sounds. The purpose of the Tzirufim is to elevate our consciousness. Yet there comes a point where the elevation continues without the Tzirufim on the level of sound. It has to rise to sight because God created your eyes higher than your ears. There comes a point where the Tzirufim will continue on the level of visualization. then there comes a point where even that seraphim must stop. Here is a metaphor to relate the ideas of the Sephirot as taught by the non-experiential teacher. I am pointing my finger to the moon, and I'm telling you, look at the moon. I start to describe what I see of the moon. Then I notice, you are not looking at the moon, you are looking at my finger pointing to the moon. No, I say, look at the moon, not at my finger. You are looking at the moon by looking at my finger. You are receiving a corrupted perception of the moon. Understand this next statement well. You will never understand the Sephirot. Why not? Understanding is of the realm of conscious mind. Understanding is of the realm of Bina. Sephirot are above this realm. They are in the realm of Atzilut. The term Brit Yehud. The word Yehud means unification. It means singularity or oneness. While Brit means covenant or agreement, does the body have a covenant? Who or what does the body make an agreement with? The answer is himself. When the body agrees to limit its access to sexual orgasm and to say only a few words, or even no words, especially when one is being embarrassed by his own mistake, then the body will receive a greater amount of pleasure in the world that is coming. No orgasm. That's interesting. My computer is jumping around. So give me a second to get back to where we were. It's going to be more than a second, but it'll come through. The browser closed completely. With this delay, we're going to run over time. I hope it doesn't inconvenience anybody. The browser is not opening, so I'm sorry for the delay. If someone would like to unmute themselves and continue reading, I can continue. I'll listen and make comments as appropriate.
Hello, I'd be willing to read. This is Hannah, but we're expecting the doctor to call Tony at 2 o'clock, and that's just 2 minutes, so I don't know if I get started. I'd have to hang up, but if you want...
Not a problem. No, someone else can do the reading.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to mute again.
Okay. I've never had this happen before.
Hanok, I'm not online. This is Malka.
I appreciate the thought, Malka. Eventually, it'll open up, and I'll get it solved. So I'm going to hang on still doing it. If you have the time, please join with me. Finally, it opened up. The Brit Yehud. The central column of the body is from the nose, through the split in the tongue, through the erection of the male sex organ or the opening in the female vagina lips. That central column of the body also runs through the heart, because the heart is in the center of the chest. It's tilted slightly to the left, but it's actually in the center. The word Yehud means unification. It means singularity or oneness, while the Brit means a covenant or the agreement. Does the body have a covenant? Who or what does the body make an agreement with? The answer is himself. When the body agrees to limit its access to sexual orgasm and to say only a few words or even no words, especially when one is being embarrassed by his own mistakes, then the body will receive a greater amount of pleasure in the world that is coming. No orgasm and silence is golden is the agreement. The prophetic position. One cannot orgasm while in the prophetic position. That is why it is recommended to meditate in the prophetic position. I will teach other types of meditations. Yet please try this one unless you are not physically able to do it. The prophetic position is designed to limit deep breathing. It is designed to make you almost black out if you excel a long time with your letter sounds. The inhale is quite shallow as required by the physical position. You will understand this when you enter the position. It's something that must be experienced. The actual position. Get on your hands and knees. Keep your feet together. Leave your knees slightly apart, sufficiently apart that your head can fit between them. Put your feet straight out so that the soles of your feet point upwards and your toenails are lying on the floor. Your feet and legs are together except for your knees, which leave room for your head to fit inside your knees. Lean back so that your hips are as close to your feet as possible. Now put your forehead on the floor for a moment. Lay your forearms on the floor and have your upper arms as close to perpendicular as possible. Now move your head downwards and tuck it into your chest while you inch your arms backwards towards your knees. Try to touch your elbows to your knees. As you round your spine and force your upper body into a ball, or as much of a ball as you can get. Now elevate your hands to be by the sides of your ears, so that your fingers of your hands are split into three components. The thumb is one part, the first and middle finger is another, and the third is the last two fingers. This is done with both hands, and the hand is parallel to the ear. If you are comfortable in this position, you will find breathing easy in this position, then you are doing it wrong. Breathing should be difficult, but not impossible, not dangerous. Have you watched children play Ring Around the Rosie? Pocket full of posies. If not, go to a playground and watch them do this. They do not go fast, although they go faster and faster till they drop. The technique is done by the Sufis in the modern Muslim religion today. They use ornate costumes and headdresses. The individual circle dancing was used by the schools of prophets to get someone prepared for the prophetic position. make the circles while you are saying Pasukim, while you are doing Tserufim, while you are going faster and faster and longer exhales until you reach the point of stopping. Then fall to the ground and enter the prophetic position where you will continue the mental picture of the Pasukim or the Tserufim. This is the meditation of the prophets. The prophets would then start to speak in an otherworldly voice while their students recorded what they said. I suggest you record yourself while you do this. You may not remember what you say. That's the purpose of the recording. By the way, the Sufis learn their techniques by watching the Mukubalim of the early Muslim generations. Now American and Israeli Jews go to Turkey to learn the Sufi techniques. Unfortunately, the technique of the Sufis have become corrupted and will need to be modified and reintegrated into the Kabbalah techniques. This will happen soon. Use the homework exercise to prepare for this position. Practice this frequently. This is the best method of meditation that's taught by the Mukubalim. The body has the form of the 22 letters, which includes all of the energy of the universe. All of the energy in the universe is contained in the body. There is a Sephirotic meditation that's done sitting comfortably at your desk or somewhere else. Turn out all the lights so that the room is completely dark. Light a candle or a flashlight and put this light behind your hands. Observe your hands, not the lines, that's another matter. Observe the sephirot in your hands. Which finger is which sephirot? Try to feel the flow of the sephirot through your body and out of your fingers. Bend your fingers. Bend your palms. How does this change your sephirot? How does this change the energy flow? Meditate and talk to your fingers, the sephirot. Do this with your toes as well. Experience the power of the universe in your body. Find out which letter goes with which hand, which finger, which toe. Do this until you are satisfied that you can use the sephirot, that you can use the sephirot from that are within your fingers. Do this until you are satisfied that you can use the letters in your fingers and your toes. Do the sephirotic meditation for the following astrological influences. Use the Hebrew names if you're able. Pluto is both the same letters sounds in Hebrew and English. Neptune is also the same letters and sounds as English and Hebrew. Saturn is known as Shabtai. Jupiter is Tzedek. The asteroid belt is Hagorot Asteroidim. Mars is Ma'adim. Venus is Noga. Mercury is Chochav. The moon is Yareach, or Lavana. The sun is Shemesh. Aries is Talay. Taurus is Shor. Gemini is Teumim. Cancer is Sartan. Leo is Av. Virgo is Betulah. Libra, the scales, Moznaim. Scorpio is Achrav. Sagittarius is Keshet. Capricorn is Gedi. Aquarius is Billy. And Pisces is Dagim. Pisces, Dagim, fishes. Aquarius, Billy, the water carrier or the water bucket. Capricorn, Gedi, the goat. Sagittarius, Keshet, the arrow or the bow and arrow or the rainbow. Scorpio, the scorpion, the akrav. Libra, the scales, most naim. Virgo, Betula, the virgin, the purity. Leo, Av, the father. Cancer, Sartan, the crab. Gemini, Teumim, the twins. Taurus, the shore, the bull. Aries, the tale, the lamb, or the ram. That's the end of the handout. It's the end of the class. Does anyone have any questions? And I do apologize for the delay that I was having with my computer. And I appreciate you waiting. We will have two classes later this afternoon, one at 4:30 West Coast time and one at 7 p.m. West Coast time. The deeper Zohar is at 4:30. The regular Zohar is at 7 p.m. Friday morning at 7 a.m., all West Coast times that I'm mentioning, we will study the Psalms, continue our process of developing the Tanit Dibur, the fast of words, by learning more about each psalm. Are there any questions?
No, sir.
I wish you all a good afternoon, a good evening, an easy preparation for Shabbat. I hope to see you at one of the next three classes so that I can wish you Shabbat Shalom. Shalom Gadol to all.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you, Hanan.
Thank you.